Well, to me, it was a shocker and a wake-up call. A successful talent manager and producer, the ex-husband of Kelly Clarkson, the singer, the talk show host, Brandon Blackstock, died at just age 48, only 48, and it was melanoma. He died after a three-year battle with cancer, is what his family said. And I wanted to get a little insight on this from my friend, Dr. Mohiba Tureen from Tureen Dermatology, who's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dr. Tureen, I know, you know, we talk about melanoma, we talk about the risk here in Minnesota, but this is just so young, and I've been hearing, I feel like I've been hearing more of these cases of people in their 30s or 40s being diagnosed with melanoma. It just escalates, it can escalate so quickly.
Absolutely. Melanoma is no joke, Jason. And as you saw, Teddy Mellencamp, the daughter of John Mellencamp, is also battling stage 4 melanoma, unfortunately. Jerry Jones just came out that he was diagnosed more than 10 years ago and is surviving and is thriving with stage 4 melanoma. So you're right. It affects the whole gamut of ages.
What should we know about this other than we tend to think about skin cancer and especially melanoma as being something that does hit older people, but that's just not true.
No, it's unfortunately not true. There are more teenagers getting diagnosed with melanoma. It's a small subset, but children under the age of 12, there are melanoma in that group. We don't know if it's due to the environment, the ozone layer, all the chemicals in our foods, but there is a substantial increase in the risk of melanoma amongst all age groups. And as I've discussed with you before, unfortunately, Minnesota's top 5 for melanoma in the country because of our, you know, very Caucasian background heritage.
Yeah. We're very white. It is that Norwegian, German sort of European skin for sure. But we also think, and you know, like Mohiba, when you're in your like late 40s to mid 50s, it's sort of that zone that we were all going to the tanning beds and all of that sort of stuff too, right? Is some of that behavior coming home to roost, or what do we think?
Excellent point, Jason. Yes, I mean, you and I, at our middle age, everyone used to go to the tanning booths before prom and before everything. Some of my patients tell me that they used to have unlimited tanning cards. Can you believe that? Mm. And we've really done a good job of legislating that. Now, no one under the age of 18. I mean, it's great for our kids, but I'm seeing that in our age group. But it doesn't explain the increase in all these different ages. So there is something else going on. But luckily, there are really good treatments now. You know, Jerry Jones is in total remission.
How about that? 10 years or so, he said he was diagnosed, right? He just shared that last week for the first time, I think.
10 years. He is now, I mean, he had metastases. That means, you know, spread to the lung and the liver. And he had 4 surgeries on those, and those were removed. And he's on a class of awesome drugs called PD-1 inhibitors. And those actually aren't chemotherapy, which is great because chemotherapy just kills cells. He's on something called immunotherapy, which, if your audience hasn't heard about it, it is a game changer in cancer treatment because it actually primes your own immune system to mount a response against the cancer. So it's a much more powerful, robust response. But unfortunately, people like Brandon Blackstock did not respond to those. Not all people respond to immunotherapy.
And we're visiting with Dr. Mohiba Tureen from Tureen Dermatology, talking about melanoma. Young people, the increase in diagnosis. And we know there's a lot of research going on to try to crack sort of what is leading to this increase that we're seeing in young people. One of our listeners who's watching on YouTube is asking if like suntan lotion, obviously we know that sunscreen is a great way to try to protect yourself from the damage that can be caused by UV rays. But does suntan lotion make it worse, the people who are trying to tan out in the sun?
Yes, your listener or viewer, I should say, because it's YouTube, is very smart because they've actually done some studies. When people use like a low SPF suntan lotion, like SPF 4, or SPF 5 or something like that, it actually gives them this fallacy that they're protected because they've got a little SPF and they stay out longer and they get burned more and they actually have a higher incidence of skin cancer because they are in this fallacy that they're slightly protected. Huh. So yes, do not use suntan lotion, use sunscreen, and even better, physical light clothing, hats, etc.
You know, we've talked about before the fact that insurance doesn't necessarily, it doesn't always cover the full body skin checkup. There's sort of no standard, the same way there is with like a colonoscopy for a check. I wish there was something so people could get more, you know, feel fully comfortable. Either way, it's not like it's an unaffordable thing, especially compared to the cost of fighting skin cancer. But talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you're so astute. So there was a study done a few years ago that getting a skin biopsy can cost anywhere between $200 to very high range, about $1,000. But treating one melanoma costs $1 million a year.
Whoa, no way.
So,
huh.
I mean, think about that differential. And I mean, not to get on my soapbox about politics, but in Illinois, one full body skin exam is mandated by the state. Insurers must pay for that as a preventative thing, much like a colonoscopy or a mammogram.
Right.
But that is a state dependent thing. So if all of your listeners say, hey, we don't want to get melanoma and pay $1 million a year for treatment, we want to just get our full bodies covered, we as dermatologists would welcome that. We want our patients to be covered. Who doesn't want their patients to be covered?
Another texter saying, I'm in my 60s. Would sun exposure now actually affect me in my lifetime? That's sort of interesting. It's this idea that, like, well, I've made it this far. What's the reality on that?
So it's multifactorial, right? As we age, our skin cell, all of our cells don't turn over as quickly, right? Like when you're a kid, you get a little scrape, it's healed in 2 days. If you're older, you can get a scrape and you can die from an infection because it's not, the cells aren't turning over. So what happens as we age and we keep getting that sun exposure, we're not repairing our skin cells. So that increases your risk for skin cancer substantially because, again, your DNA is not turning over as much. So 80% of our sun damage is before the age of 18 for all of us who are in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. But that doesn't mean that you should just throw up your hands and stop wearing your sun protection.
Sunscreen is the obvious physical barrier, like a hat is the other way. With sunscreen, you know, I wear it every day on my face. What do you, is there an SPF number that everybody wants a magic number? What's the number? Does it really matter?
Again, it does matter. And I always want to present to you and your listeners what is reputable and what's studied. And the studies from the American Academy of Dermatology have shown daily SPF 30 is sufficient and blocks more than 96% of the sun's rays. I don't wear it all over. I only use it on, it's like today I'm wearing a dress that just comes up to my wrist. So I'm using it on my hands and my face and my legs. But you don't have to use it under your clothes. Like, again, we want to minimize these chemicals. Just be smart about it.
Makes sense. State Fair coming this weekend. A lot of people are going to be outside all day. Is that a reapply situation, you think? Or how long does it last?
That's a reapply every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours? That often?
I don't mean to be the bearer of
bad
news. Come
on.
That's, you know, get a good one that you like. And a lot of my patients like the powder. So you don't have to put the cream on again at 2 hours. Some people will put a little powder on. Some people will, you know, do spray, but make sure you put enough density of spray on. And again, I know I'm beating a dead horse drive, but just wear your SPF, the UPF clothing. That's so much easier.
Yeah, that stuff is really cool. All right. Very good. Good information. Texters are asking you to open a clinic in the West Metro. I mean, that would be helpful for me, too. I drive to Roseville from Maple Grove. It's worth it. But you know, you guys are growing. It's good. It's good stuff.
We're honored to have you. You're always the best, Jason. Thank you.
Very good information, especially as we go to spend a lot of time outdoors over the next 12 days or so. Dr. Mohiba Tareen from Tareen Dermatology. Thanks, Mohiba. See you soon.
Thank you.
All right. 3:48. Let's break. A rebrand. I love a good rebrand. Dan loves a rebrand. The rebrand that has everyone saying, huh? We'll talk about that in just a minute.